tensions spilling out within One Nation. The latest flare-up involves Senator Rod Cullerton and a letter he wrote to Queensland's chief magistrate, which is now being investigated by the police. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson publicly annoyed that the senator didn't turn up when she ordered him to her office to please explain his actions.
Rod, excuse me, I'm party leader. I expect you to come to my office, right? And, you know, it's about being a team player, and that's all I expect. I have the respect from my other senators, and I expect the same from Rod Cullerton, under the banner of One Nation, Pauline Hanson's One Nation. Benny, hopefully, Rod will come to my office in the morning. We'll have a discussion.
That's Pauline Hanson speaking last night. Well, Senator Rod Cullerton joins us from Parliament House now. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
It is the morning now. Have you been to Pauline Hanson's office for the meeting yet?
Oh, well, no, not yet. I've gone for breakfast. I have to eat, and we've been to White Ribbon, and we've just left. So we're still at Parliament House, just heading back to my office now and doing one more interview, and then I'll be catching up with the with both Pauline and the One Nation senators.
So. And why didn't you go last night? Because as she's told us all, she expected you, she invited you, and you're a no-show.
Well, that's not quite right. We did say to Pauline, look, we've got a very busy schedule here while we're in Canberra, and it's always very busy, and our office and our team are flat out, you know, doing our job. So
sure, but as she said, because, she's the leader. She expects you to come to her office when she asks you to.
Well, she's the party leader,
yeah.
And I respect that, but she's certainly not the boss of my office, and I have, you know, urgent, you know, business that I had to adhere to yesterday, and it just wasn't convenient me to rush at short notice. However, the invitation, but had it been of absolute high priority and you know, over this letter, well, I guess one would then take a different view. But it's just simply a storm in a teacup, and I guess Pauline just needs to have a bit of a clear understanding.
From the outside, I mean, you may see it as a storm in the teacup, but from the outside, it does look like your relationship with Pauline Hanson is strained.
Well, no, not at all. Not at all.
Is it true you haven't spoken to her for a fortnight? Is that true?
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, I want to be a politician that goes by action. And, you know, obviously that is the way I work. I don't want to be just having words. I want action. And at the moment, I'm, you know, we're participating and in everything, and we're doing a good job. And,
so you
and
haven't spoken to her
and
for
we're
a fortnight?
We're seeing changes, sorry?
So is it true that you haven't spoken to her for a fortnight?
Well, I have had to prepare at short notice. You know, I don't have legal people falling out of the front door of my office. You know, I've been thrown into the High Court. I didn't go home to Western Australia like I normally do. I stayed in Canberra, and I have to prepare, which is what I had to do. I had to prepare for the 21st of November, where I went down and represented myself.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on for you. The High Court this week, as you say, you had to be there, and the High Court is considering your eligibility for election to the Parliament. While it does that, are you going to, can I just clarify this, are you going to continue to vote in the Senate? And if so, will you always vote as One Nation votes, for instance, on the ABCC?
Well, look, the ABCC is being massaged as we roll through it. We've certainly had influenced a lot of changes that is, you know, it's about getting a balance, and we've been very successful in doing that, not allowing one party just to roll it through like it has done previously. So, you know, and I have been open and upfront. You know, there is a place for the unions. There's 130,000 members. You know, the maritime is about to join it as well, so that's more. And
so,
you know,
so will you? So does that mean you won't necessarily always vote as One Nation votes?
Well, it was never that. You know, like I said to the media before, you know, I didn't come to politics with a bull ring through my nose to be led around. I've come to do what is right. You know, not just to follow, you know, other leaders. I mean, I have to be an individual, one that brings my abilities and experience to Parliament and, you know, tackle with the real issues.
And do you accept Pauline Hanson as the leader of your party and respect her as the leader of your party?
Well, I have to. There's no one else. I mean, it's Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party, and look, Pauline selected me. She saw. You know, I had a lot to offer, and I have. I mean, I've been here for 4 months, and you know, we've really got people made a lot of people aware, even the High Court. So I'm very high, and I'm. It's working.
Okay. Well, one of those people you've got interested in you are the Queensland Attorney General and the State's Police Commissioner now, looking into your actions. I should ask you about this. Why you wrote a letter to a magistrate citing a section of the Constitution that you point out allows for judges to be recalled for, quote, proven misbehaviour, and then saying we are watching with interest the conduct of all judicial officers Australia-wide. Why is that not a threat? Or can you understand why it was interpreted as a threat?
Well, it was never a threat, and it was a question that I raised in Parliament that, you know, the Attorney-General had to come back and say, Senator Carlton, you were correct. There are issues with the High Court rules, and it was your eyes only, Senator Carlton, that has been able to pick it up and get past two Attorney-Generals and about 16 High Court judges. The point is, it's not correct, and it has to be amended. So you know, no one's above the law. And what happens is people out there, which Bill Shorten has come up and said, look, there has to be changes to the family law court. And I agree that, you know, it is destroying people's lives. And that's a fact. That's not being disrespectful to the court. There's 21 young, good Australian, beautiful Australians commit suicide weekly.
Sure.
And hang on, before you ask me a question, and where that gets changed is in the Senate. Now, I'm sitting in one of the highest, parliamentary laws in the country, and when people ring an Attorney General in a state, the answer they say, oh, look, while it's before the court, there is nothing I can do for you. So these people are just victims of the system, and I will stand behind them. I am a senator of federal parliament.
Okay, and as a senator, I really appreciate your time. Rod Cullerton, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Rod Cullerton is, in fact, a One Nation senator.